Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of England midfielder Jordan Trenderson.
Woo!
I am Jax. That is Miles. That game is happening right now. We're not looking. We're not looking.
But, not looking. It's going to be a good one. Real thigh rubber, as they call it.
Do they call it that?
Thigh rubber? Yeah, because you're just rubbing your... Because it's angst. Oh. The real thigh rubber.
Yeah, love that. All right. Well, here are some things that are trending. Haiti is trending because their head of state was assassinated this morning.
Yeah.
Jovenel Moïse. Is that?
Yeah, Moïse. Yeah, is what's wild in his... In residence, they say it was a group of heavily armed, highly organized, very tactical people. And some people saying these people were speaking a mixture of maybe Spanish and English. Obviously, those are not the languages in Haiti. So a bit of intrigue to that. But yeah, this is, he's been overstaying like his term, like since February, with like a very Trump type argument saying like, well, my term started late, so I'm going to stay another year. And that had caused a lot of uproar. And I mean, Haiti's already in just such bad shape, you know, economically, because again, they're one of the only places that have liberated themselves from slavery, only for the rest of the developed world to just rain down all kinds of economic penalties to keep them from flourishing as a country. So it's just a very fraught situation.
I wonder if he got that justification from Trump, because that was a weather balloon that Trump put out there at one point. He was like, well, this investigation into the Russia hack should reset the clock on my presidency. I remember that being a thing that he put out there.
Well, Biden backed that claim when he first was, you know, saying like, oh, no, I get to say. And then, you know, the U.S. was backing that assertion. So, it's definitely just, it's very, it evokes all this stuff from like Born Identity or some shit.
Right.
But
right.
When it's like, but it was like real life stakes. And yeah, the political situation is already very rocky. So I.
And it was streamed, right? Like it was an assassination that happened on social media, I think.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The footage of the assassination was posted on social media.
Wow. Partially. Oh, well, it was partially caught on video. That's eerie.
Yeah. That's one thing that like, hopefully we don't get another like JFK assassination, but like that, you know, all of the, these like massive, flashbulb moments, 9/11, everything like would be completely different today because everybody has a camera and would there be so many people like live streaming from all different points of view. Yeah. All right. Well, Robert Downey Sr. is trending, filmmaker, father of Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, okay.
Which is how you get the senior moniker, is just naming.
They just rebranded to try and ride Robert Downey Jr.'s wave.
but he passed away.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I knew him from like film class in high school.
You had film class with him in high school?
Yeah, he was cool.
Oh,
was
okay. Cool. Damn.
He was always skateboarding around trying to act like, you know, he was one of
trying
us.
Trying to buy a reefer.
Seemed a little old. his movie Putney Swope, which is like this very, it's like a 60s sort of indie satire.
Okay.
But as Robert Downey Jr. said, a real maverick filmmaker. And yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to a real one. All right, NBA Finals trending. They happened last night. What's your review?
The review is Chris Paul looks really good.
He put up 32?
Yeah. Yeah. He again, man. What's their coach called? Monty?
Monty Williams?
Yeah. Is that right? He's got them fucking, like, they look like a fucking unit.
Yeah.
Which makes me very jealous because I just love to see teams that are just so together like that, like very much playing for each other. Apparently, like after the game, like they were just chilling in the locker room just to kind of take in like what they've done and what they've accomplished this season. So, I mean, look, Giannis you could tell his knee was bothering him at certain points, but he still put up 20 points. Yeah, it's gonna be
something. Wild. That yeah. The fact that he even like played is pretty mind blowing. After seeing his knee bend the wrong way. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back. And the fifth trending thing on Google Trends is, what is critical race theory?
Uh-oh. Some people are late to the party?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of like local news stories right now. Like, I think there was a Fox News story where somebody was like lashing out against it. And then it's just hitting like various local school systems. And so... People are trying to figure out, what's the deal with this? I've heard it is the scourge that will destroy my children.
This is the constant tug of war with a concept not a lot of people are actually wrestling with or choosing to understand what it means, or actually do a little bit of research and realize it's not being taught in your schools. But that hasn't stopped a lot of legislators in different states to be like, don't start talking about white supremacy and how it's like seeping into the structures of this nation. And when, aside from the story of people just being like, what is critical race theory, there are other ones of, one of the largest teachers unions is now saying that they will defend their members who are punished for teaching what they describe, quote, an honest history of the United States. And yeah, that's essentially because they're saying they realize what lawmakers are trying to do. They want to, limit the discourse around race and discrimination, so we have more ignorant American people who can go throughout life saying nothing needs to change, nothing.
Right.
We're
good. We're the good guys in this story, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So honest history is just them actually acknowledging racism in the history of the United States. And
yeah, that's, just tell what happened.
Right. Critical race theory was like, is a focus grouped term like that the right wing media has created, right? Like to start.
What you're saying, that they've created the term critical race theory?
Yeah, yeah.
No, like
or at least they like settled on that as being like scary to people.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because again, this is mostly taught at the graduate level at university. Because it's truly about this assessment of how, white supremacy and anti-black racism has kept people behind and oppressed for many years, and how it continues, just taking the direct lines from 1619 all the way to now, and just saying, hey, this is real. And this is something that needs to be studied, because if we don't understand it and look at it critically, how are we going to be able to create an equitable society? So that's not on the agenda, really, equity for many people.
Well, shout out to unions. I've heard they're evil, but apparently this teachers union is,
I was raised on they're evil. My uncle who owned a factory says unions bad.
Yeah.
And he always got me the sickest birthday gift, so I love him, and I will agree.
They had a sick pool.
he said, you want this pool to go away? No. Well, then don't support unions. Okay.
Okay. Kurt Warner is trending. They released a clip from, so there's apparently a Kurt Warner movie happening.
That, like, he's acting? Or yeah, about him?
So Kurt Warner is his debut in a Ocean's 14. He's going to be the guy who just throws things through through hoops. That's his specialty. No, he is, there's a movie, a biopic about Kurt Warner, because, you know, when he first hit the scene, the big news was this guy was bagging groceries a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, a little bootstrap.
Uh-huh. You know how America loves a bootstrapper. Loves a man who picks himself up by his bootstraps. And so they released clips from this movie. It looks like an SNL sketch. like it's just the dude from Shazam in a wig, in like a flat top wig, or maybe they actually cut his hair, but, you know, he just looks like he's in a Kurt Warner costume. The footage, for some reason, they're showing like the making of footage of the movie. I'm wondering if it has something to do with the fact that he's like very Christian, and like this reads to me as like one of those trailers for a Christian movie where it's like they're not so much advertising the experience you'll have watching the movie as much as they're advertising, we're actually making a movie that has Christian values. Like, because there's the trailer has behind the scenes footage, which makes, and it's a lot of behind the scenes footage of the football, which makes it look like shit. Like, you know, there's like fog and no crowd in the background. So it really, like, that is one of the easiest ways to ruin the magic of a football movie is to show it as it's being shot.
Yeah, where there's no energy. And yeah, no energy. I didn't realize it's being made by a production company that specializes in Christian films.
Right. So,
but, hey, I'll be damned if I don't see Dennis Quaid as Dick Vermeil. What the fuck? Who? And then Anna Paquin is playing Brenda?
Yeah. Anna Paquin playing Brenda, which shout out to Anna Paquin.
What a Dennis Quaid is Dick Vermeil. And okay, well, can't believe that's another movie I'm going to miss. Who'd have thought?
But anyways, I have to question the rollout of this, but, you know, maybe that's the point is not, hey, you guys are going to want to come see this, and more, hey, Christians, let's make this a activist like campaign that everybody gets behind.
Yeah, right.
That tells the story of how it's basically angels in the outfield, but with Jesus helping Kurt Warner win the Super Bowl.
carrying that ball, just like,
yeah, oh,
there you go, Kurt. I mean, it's
all those dropbacks when you right. only saw one set of footsteps. I was carrying you, Kurt.
Christ was holding me in that three-step drop. Wow. Little did I know, when I played that option pass, Christ was always the option. Huh.
Yeah, bro. But I think he came in for an injured player, so Christ also broke that dude's leg when he, it was like Trent Green or something.
Snapped it. This may be like a new way of marketing things where you don't, the content isn't in your face about God right away, but you just tip your hat in certain ways to just let people know, just so you can try and maybe like, well, maybe we can fool some Rams fans, but really we want to get that evangelical check. But you know, maybe if we zoom out enough, keep it broad enough, it's just enough for people to go in and then halfway through be like, yo, is this some kind of Christian movie?
And right.
I'm just here for the Rams, man.
Well, it's called American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story. and
man, true American, a white man, America's underdog. What the fuck are we doing here?
A white man who was a successful quarterback at every level. What a true underdog. I'm sure he was, you know, just shit upon and in high school and college when he was a standout quarterback. And
yeah, again, more mythologizing that we do.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, 4 stars. I'm already preemptively giving up 4 stars. I think this is gonna change a lot of minds, including mine. I'm gonna be evangelical after this. All right, so those are the things that are trending today. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, mm-hmm. Get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and nope. We will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.